Welcome to the Tell Me Something Good podcast. Ranked by the International Association of Awesome Podcasts as the best podcast in the history of podcasts. Wait, is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing. Anyway. Seeking to shine a light on all that is good in an ever-darkening world of negativity. Here's your host, Clint Swindoll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tell Me Something Good podcast, a podcast all about building a more positive world by overcoming negativity. As always, it is my goal today to engage your mind, encourage your heart, or enlighten your soul. Welcome back. This episode is brought to you by Let's Talk Smack, a social media management company with the capability and the track record to take your social media game to a whole new level. We don't need to look far to realize the incredible impact social media is having on our lives. Some good, some bad. Indeed, it's everywhere. Research shows there are 1.6 billion daily active users on Facebook, 500 million daily active users on Instagram, 145 million daily active users on Twitter, and 610 million active daily users on LinkedIn, along with about 20 million company pages. It's everywhere. While there continues to be a need for traditional marketing, the days of just focusing on press releases and single print ads are long gone. Regardless of your business, an active presence on social media is essential. It's where people go to learn about you and your business long before they reach out. Having an active presence on social media requires a plan. You can do it on your own if you have the time and the knowledge, or you can have someone with a track record of enhancing the social media presence of clients. If you want someone to take over the process for you and actually build your social media presence while you build your business, I can point you directly to that person. Send me a note at clint@findthegoodinlife.com and I'll make the connection. Friends, if you listened in last Friday, you know that we produced the 100th episode of the Tell Me Something Good podcast with the Champagne Friday Special Edition. We've done 57 full episodes on Tuesdays and 43 special editions on Fridays. That was a pretty cool milestone. We had no idea what to expect when we got started. How many downloads do we need to be successful? How many listens do we need to justify the time it takes to put it all together? How many ratings and reviews do we need to know we're making a difference? These were all questions we asked when we got started. I had to start by asking these questions for a couple reasons. One, I had never listened to a single podcast episode before I started this one, so I didn't even know what world I was entering. And two, there are so many podcasts from which to choose. When we started last June, research showed there were a million podcasts. According to Podcast Insights, a podcast development company, there are currently 2 million podcasts, with over 48 million episodes as of April 2021. It's pretty easy to get lost in that giant crowd. Some of those podcasts are huge, producing an episode every day and generating millions of dollars in ad revenue. Others are so small they give up after a handful of episodes. Some are right in the middle with a loyal audience, either posting every week or building the podcast on a series. This journey has been an adventure for me. You see, I speak for a living. Aside from the past year with a global pandemic shutting down large gatherings, I stand on a stage and interact with people. I know instantly if my message is connecting. I know instantly if I'm connecting with an audience personally. This podcast is completely different. There is zero interaction. And other than a rating or a review, there is no way of knowing if the message is connecting. The only thing we can use to gauge effectiveness is listeners. While I was obsessed with following the stats at the beginning, they only get the occasional glance from me now. I checked them this morning before I started this episode. Like anyone, we want to grow and reach a broader audience. At the same time, it's exciting to see the places around the world that listen. As of this morning, we have logged listeners in the U.S., France, Belgium, Ireland, Canada, Pakistan, Russia, Uzbekistan, the United Kingdom, Germany, Australia, Costa Rica, Denmark, Hong Kong, Brazil, Mexico, Nepal, Finland, Japan, Indonesia, Israel, New Zealand, India, Croatia, Myanmar, the Netherlands, Singapore, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. There have been exciting days when we've received tangible feedback and disappointing days when we go weeks without hearing a word, wondering if it's worth the effort. And then, without fail, as soon as I think it's time to redirect my time and effort somewhere else as we emerge from the pandemic, someone reaches out to say a message I shared was the exact message they needed to hear that day. It's on those days that I get reminded why I started doing it in the first place. I wanted to build a more positive world. I wanted to get people focused on the good stuff in their life. I wanted to get people to stop and celebrate the blessings in their life. So, as long as I can continue to do that and still make time to earn a living speaking and training, I'll keep working this keyboard and producing this podcast with an eye on why I started doing it in the first place, hoping that it's making a difference. There is no applause. There are no standing ovations. There is no feedback after I turn off the microphone. And that's okay. As long as I believe that in some small way I am engaging the mind, encouraging the heart, or enlightening the soul of someone out there, I'll keep showing up right here.
You're listening to Tell Me Something Good with Clint Swindoll.
It's not uncommon for us to look right past the good stuff in our own lives. After all, we tend to focus on the negative things in our life because of our negativity bias. And we hear about the bad stuff all the time on the news. Sometimes we need to hear other people's good news to keep us focused on our own. I have some good news to share in this segment called
In Search of the Good Stuff.
Those of you who listen regularly know that when I'm not speaking or training or consulting or coaching or doing this podcast, I'm the chief cook of a competition barbecue team. We drag a barbecue trailer around competing against some of the best cooks in the state of Texas. It's a fun hobby. It's full of incredible people. And since we're in the habit of eating food every day, it's a pretty good way of getting better in the kitchen. Like all teams, we have weekends we don't win. We've never lost at a competition because we've chosen to take the lessons we've learned from those non-winning weekends to make us better the next time. In our view, the only time we lose is when we walk away kicking rocks and refuse to learn something to make us better. We headed out this weekend to cook in a field of 49 teams from around the state of Texas. We personally knew 20 of the teams that could have won on any given weekend. While we didn't win the overall grand championship, we ended the day with something pretty special: first place ribs. While we've been competing a long time and we've been blessed with a lot of wins, this one was special because we've been off for so long because of the coronavirus. To return to the top in that category after just a few events was pretty cool. In fact, all the yelling and hollering with our friends resulted in a lost voice that is just now coming back rather scratchy. It was worth it for the celebration, and for that, that is something good. It's always nice to hear some good news because not everyone is sharing their good news. More often than not, they're busy complaining about something. I recently saw someone sharing his bad stuff, and I thought I'd share it in this segment called
What Are They Bitching About Now?
I was scrolling through my Facebook feed the other day, and I saw someone complaining about having to go back to work and fall in the same old routine. First of all, as we emerge from the global pandemic, I'm amazed anyone is complaining about getting back to normal. And as many people who are still trying to find a new job, I'm amazed anyone is complaining about going back to work. The quarantine and the change in routine has caused a lot of people to learn about themselves. Some people found they did things just because they always did them that way. They dressed a certain way because they always dressed that way. They hung out with the same people because they always hung out with those people. And the thought of going back to those things can cause some people to complain. Here's a thought. Is the other side of the pandemic an opportunity for you to reinvent yourself into someone you really like? I mean, most of us at some point in our lives are presented with the opportunity to reinvent ourselves. We change jobs, we change careers, or we just move to a new town. These changes give us the opportunity to step out into a new persona, if you will. You can change the way you dress, the way you live, and how you show up in life. This is a particularly refreshing time for those people who welcome change because it gives them a reason and a purpose to change everything at the same time. Maybe the end of the pandemic can be that for you. Here are some thoughts if you aren't looking forward to returning to the old you and the old routines, and you want to reinvent parts of your life. 1. Don't give in to what is expected because of what you've been in the past. If you were the shirt tucked in and slacks guy, and you really want to be the untucked with casual jeans guy, just do it if there is no boss telling you it's not possible. You always wanted to try a new haircut? Do it. It's just hair. It'll grow back if you don't like it. Ultimately, just live your life the way you want by noticing things you were doing just because you always did them that way. 2, make some new friends. Hang on to the ones that are meaningful to you. At the same time, find some new ones. If you did an analysis of some so-called friends, you'll probably find out they weren't really true friends. Choose wisely. You're not meant to be everybody's friend, and they aren't meant to be yours. There are nearly 8 billion people in the world. Spend some time to make some meaningful friendships on the other side of the pandemic. Remember, you can either have 4 quarters or 100 pennies. Go find you some quarters. 3, stand up and speak out for things you have a passion for. Let others know that you are both willing and able to make your point, that you're able to debate an issue or speak up for those who have no voice. People will notice that you are selfless and put others before yourself. Let people know the real you. 4, be the healthiest version of yourself. You don't have to go crazy. Just eat healthy, drink plenty of water, do some form of exercise that raises your heart rate for a half hour each day. Not only will it help you, you'll inspire others. Most of the time, our mind runs on autopilot because how we show up in life is directed by our subconscious mind. When you turn the job over to your conscious mind and really put some thought into it, amazing things can happen. People's perception of you can change in a heartbeat if you do any of these things. Don't be like the guy on my Facebook feed that is dreading going back to normal. Take the best parts of you from the past and add in some new parts that will help people see the real you, one that you consciously designed. Unless you're an asshole, then be somebody else. We already have enough of those. Just kidding. Go be you. An unexpected job offer and a rather odd reward for an act of kindness. Just a couple positive, uplifting stories in this segment called
Good News from Around the World.
When a suspected burglar broke into a restaurant in the early hours of a Saturday morning, the last thing they must have been expecting was a show of kindness from the owner. Owner Carl Wallace is a special sort of person. When he found his restaurant's front door smashed in and surveillance footage of the suspect, he took to Facebook and offered his help to someone on the wrong course in life. Here's what he posted on his business Facebook page. Our burritos are such a smash hit, we've got people breaking in at 4 a.m. for their fix. So, if you see our door looking hurricane fabulous at Wheeler Road, this is why. To the would-be robber who is clearly struggling with life decisions or having money issues, please swing by for a job application. There are better opportunities out there than this path you've chosen. No police, no questions. Let's sit down and talk about how we could help you and fix the road you're on. Sincerely, Carl. And he provided his personal cell phone number. While the thief has not yet come forward, Wallace's act of forgiveness has since had him seeing lots of friendly faces at his Augusta, Georgia restaurant, Diablo's Southwest Grill. I thought the Facebook post was probably one of the best things I had ever read, customer Cher Best told the media. So as a result of what I read and the compassion, I wanted to support the business. So where did this compassion come from? A genuine belief that love, kindness, forgiveness will always be a better solution than hate, says Wallace. Ain't that the truth? And then there's this. A Washington State man returned $10,000 in cash that he serendipitously found in the road, reuniting it with its rightful owner. Michael King had just taken out the money from the bank to cover a business debt he owed. For whatever reason, he was so distracted, he accidentally left his wallet on his vehicle before cranking up the engine and heading home. I just took the withdrawal that day, and I don't know what compelled me to leave it on the bumper of the truck, King told the media. I am just flabbergasted that it didn't get picked up by somebody else. It would have crippled us to have that amount of money disappear. Meanwhile, Steve Harrison, who was heading in the opposite direction, noticed something floating in the breeze. Quickly realizing it was cash, he pulled over and snatched it up. He found King's wallet as well. After pulling into a Costco parking lot, Harrison counted the booty, 100 $100 bills, and three singles for a total of $10,003. Though it might have been tempting to use the windfall, Harrison used his own money to pay for his purchases. His next order of business? Tracking down King and returning his bankroll and wallet. I never took seriously the notion of keeping it, Harrison told the Times. It's just simpler to do the right thing. Once I realized that there was an ID involved, I knew I would return the money. When the two arranged to meet, retired painting contractor King wasn't able to give Harrison a financial reward. Instead, he presented King with a jar of homemade applesauce, which he told Harrison was made with love and care by his family. And King isn't stopping there with his gratitude. Harrison has been promised home-smoked salmon, homemade blackberry jam, and many more tasty treats in his future. Not a bad reward at all for simply doing the right thing. And that, my friends, is some good news from around the world. Before I end this episode with a challenge, I want to share with you that this episode has been brought to you by South Texas Barbecue Emporium. Small local business with people who get up every day and work hard to earn a living doing something they love. They are in the barbecue business, and they offer an incredible selection of some of the nation's best spices, rubs, and marinades. Impress your family and friends with your backyard barbecue skills this year by reaching out to the good folks at the Emporium. Check them out at SouthTexasBarbecueEmporium.com. That's SouthTexasBBQEmporium.com. And now the challenge. Before you come back for the next episode, and I hope you do, I challenge you to consider one thing you would like to reinvent about yourself. It doesn't have to be big. It certainly can be if you want. Don't let that scare you away from doing something different. Identify that thing you always wanted to change and never felt you could. This just may be the time to do exactly that. Well, friends, that's it for today. Plan on joining me on Friday when I drop in here for a quick reminder to celebrate all the good stuff that happened to you this week. In the meantime, if you have a question for the podcast, if you want to share your good stuff or you need to find the links to come on over and join us on social media, jump over to findthegoodinlife.com. You'll find all you need right there on the front page. Thanks for listening. Until next week, I'll be praying for God to bless you in mighty ways. Now, get out there and love on somebody.
You've been listening to the Tell Me Something Good podcast. The content of the podcast is meant to engage, encourage, and enlighten you to become more positive. It's not meant to diagnose, treat, or replace the personalized care provided by a trained professional. If you're struggling with depression or mental health issues, please reach out to a counselor for diagnosis and treatment. Until next time, be positive, people.